Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode. Welcome back to SmackDown Live. Winner of this matchup earns a spot on the SmackDown Team SmackDown Survivor Series.
Oh, cover here.
Team. And here's a kick out by Bobby Roode early here on Ziggler.
The best in-ring performer in WWE history. He's got a strong enough claim to that. But Bobby Roode comes with his share of accolades and is really looking to come out of the gate here on SmackDown Live with a big, decisive victory.
Dolph Ziggler and Roode, and remember the history between these two, the first matchup between them at the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view 3 weeks ago, it was Bobby Roode who got the win.
Hey guys, need your money back. Back with Botchcast recaps, and we're seeing Bobby Roode versus Dolph Ziggler in the opening for SmackDown Live. The opening match, that is. Bobby Roode trying to go for the glorious DDT. Dolph Ziggler pushes it to the corner, he hits the shoulder budges in the corner. I think this match is going to be good. We have two great competitors in the same ring. That's come on. Let's be honest here. Dolph Ziggler saying Bobby Roode's nothing but a flashy entrance. This is not the greatest rivalry. I mean, it's an alright rivalry. Clothesline from Bobby Roode. Ta ta ta. Ooh. Slams his face into the turnbuckle. Ooh, Dolph Ziggler Irish whip into the corner. Ooh, boot from Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode goes up to the tap. Let's see what he does. Blockbuster. Blockbuster off the top rope. Cover. Kicks out of two. Come on, Dolph. I can't take sides, but I'm going to do that.
And it could be one of these two men, perhaps, that meets him there.
Take another look at this. Bobby Roode from the middle rope with a beautiful blockbuster maneuver. Getting a near fall, almost picking up that ever-important first fall in the 2 out of 3 falls matchup.
And there's no perhaps about it. One of these men will be there on the front line defending SmackDown Live at Survivor Series.
But I'm going to throw another wild card at you. Bobby Roode, let's say he wins. Let's say Dolph Ziggler wins. They have to team up with
Bobby Irish. Oh, no, no, Dolph Ziggler is an Irish.
Like, volatile. Yeah. It could be...
That must hurt. just the way he landed. Glorious.
Series nor the Survivor Series traditional elimination match.
Ooh.
However, Dolph Ziggler has been the
punch to the gut.
2014, Dolph Ziggler has been one of the most prolific performers in the history of Survivor Series. Word that Dolph Ziggler speaks, it irritates people because there's an air of respect to him. He is one of the best in-ring performers of all time. You can't dispute that.
Oh, ooh, throws Dolph into the barricade.
Bobby Roode putting those claims to the test here tonight.
And I remember a few years back, Dolph Ziggler single-handedly saved WWE from the Authority.
Yeah, Team Cena versus Team Authority. One more look at this. Listen to this. Barricade. Roode on the attack here on Ziggler. Roode and Ziggler.
I think you're happy with either one. This is really a win-win situation. Bobby Roode, great
representative
of SmackDown Live. Dolph Ziggler, already a proven commodity at Survivor Series.
Glorious. Super kick. Wow. Dolph with the first fall.
The winner of the first fall is Dolph Ziggler.
Can Bobby Roode get back?
We know WWE
ain't
going to push him no more. He's definitely going to lose the title. I'm going to skip ads in this. Just letting you guys know. They are playing the matches during the commercial, so I might as well commentate them. Dolph Ziggler with the big European uppercut cover. Kick out it too. Baseball slides Bobby Roode out of the ring. Dolph picks up, block, punch right to the face, right hand to the face of Dolph, two of them. Dolph kicks in the gut of Bobby Roode and another big right hand. Dolph Ziggler throws Bobby back to the ring. Bobby's in the corner, and a kick to the gut of Dolph. Dolph has Bobby in a sleeper hold. Bobby's fighting out of it. Ooh, elbows to the gut of Dolph. Ooh, try going for the back suplex. Dolph lands it. Wait. Ooh, elbows. Try going for the uranagi, I guess. Wait. Slingshot the same into the corner. Same with that knock. Cover. Gets the third fall. Or gets the first fall. Bobby Roode. Same move that knocked Cesaro's front teeth out. Bobby got his first fall.
It is one fall apiece between Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler in this 2 out of 3 falls match. And the second fall happened on your screen during the break. Yeah, Bobby Roode seizing the opportunity. Ziggler head first into the post. And like that, Bobby Roode would tie up the score. One fall apiece here on the A Show, the premier show, SmackDown Live.
You're entitled to your opinion, but the fact is it's sudden death now. Next fall wins. Next fall secures the opportunity.
Ooh, right hands to each other. Dolph with an... You're a Nagi! 1, 2. Kicks out at 2. Right before 3. Fraction before 3. Come on, Daw. Come on. He's calling for the glorious DDT. Oh. Wait, no. Back suplex. Oh, no, wait. Cover by Dolph. No, wait. Cover by Bobby. Oh, kicks out. Ooh, time to go. Jumping DDT. Oh, jumping DDT by Dolph. 1, 2. Kicks out. Wow. This is a great match so far. Wow, that jumping DDT was awesome. Awesome selling. Oh my god. Bobby Roode is a great seller. He's just a great wrestler all in all. But Dolph, way better. Come on, Dolph. Total Divas season premiere tomorrow at 9-8 Central on the... Try to go for zigzag. No. Knocks it back. Spine buster from Bobby Roode. Oh, my God. This guy is fucking destructive. Glorious. Call for the DDT. Glorious DDT. Zigzag. How did he kick out of that? Tried going for it. Missed. Dolph. Boom, reversed into a zigzag. And somehow he kicked out. Oh my god. The writers are fucking awesome. Too bad Road Dogg's on the SmackDown. Oh my god, I'm so mean. Come on, Zig. Come on. His hair's been grown. Oh my god. come on, Dolph. Is he going to call for a super kick? Do his sweet chin music, tuning up the band. Oh, he's in the corner. He's tuning up the band. Is he? Tuning up the band. He's tuning up the band. Sweet. Show off. He is perfection. He's here to show the world. Oh my god. Cover. Oh, wait, Dolph. Dolph has the tights. Oh, wait. Schoolboy. Wait, no. Glorious DDT. Ah. This is it. 1, 2, 3, and Rude wins. I told you they weren't going to push Dolph anymore. Everything he touches is box office. Now he's on the Survivor Series SmackDown team. Good going, Raiders. Fucking hate you. Oh, that was an awesome super kick. Out of nowhere. Super kick out of nowhere. And, you know, I'm edgy. Try going for the pin. Ooh, but then he reversed. He had the tights. And then the Glorious DDT. 1, 2, 3.
Now there's 3 members of Team SmackDown for Survivor Series. Shane McMahon, Randy Orton, and Bobby Roode. I just hope that the next 2 teammates share the same compassion and passion and competitiveness that we do. At Survivor Series, SmackDown up!
Raw down!
Hashtag under siege!
Hashtag under siege, baby.
Shane McMahon is lit a fire.
SmackDown better win. They won last year. I think they're going to have Raw win this year. Just to make it even, because that's how the writers are. Shane McMahon, Randy Orton, and Bobby Roode on the SmackDown Live team. Shane McMahon, I don't know. I hope he carries the whole team. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Kevin Owens later tonight. I think it's for the main event, the Survivor Series qualifying match. AJ Styles is going up against Sameer Singh. I think that's, I think that is, Gerb. They were doing good as the Bollywood Boys. I don't know why WWE did that. But there's ads, so, you know, I'm going to pause it. Just opening my suit, I'm sorry.
And you can't. jive, Soul Brothers look like you could use some delicious, nutritious treats. Yeah, Richard, yeah, yeah. Richard, yeah. What's wrong with you? Bro could be in our front steps any second. Halloween is a dumb little holiday. For dumb little children. There's only one day that matters now. Rusev Day.
Oh my God. Rusev Day, apparently. What if New Day came out with New Day brand candy, like booty candy?
Yeah. Rusev, you messed up now.
Yeah, you did.
Raw ain't got
in that ring.
Suck on! I'll be elated too. Sucker!
Oh my God. Wow. That's awesome. Rusev Day. Rusev Day. That's why it's
empty.
Lads, I want to talk Survivor Series. This is personal now. I am tired of it.
James Ellsworth is wearing a friggin' wig. Wow. Is that a wig or is that a mop?
Daniel Bryan, we can't take any chances. We need to stand together tonight and every night moving forward. We never know when Raw is going to try and retaliate. So if anybody has anything to say, I need you to speak your piece now. I thought you would say that. I did. I thought you would say that.
What the heck?
So we're good? We're ready? We're a team?
Alright, let's do this!
Wash and tea party, come on, we're ready. Let's go. Let's do this. We'll do that.
Settle your tea kettle, Becky. Okay, it's a crying shame that I'm not the captain of Team SmackDown. But I'll be too busy defending the honor of my championship against Alexa Bliss, who we all know I ran off to Raw in the first place. You see, Becky, the thing about teams is that there's always a weak link. And what you need to ask yourself, Becky, is who is that weak link? Is it Miss Glow, who I took the title from? Or is it Charlotte, who fell short against me, making me the real queen of SmackDown Live? Charlotte, you
well
better
said.
Not crack under pressure again, because if Team SmackDown loses to Team Raw at Survivor Series, we're all going to know who to blame. And that is you.
The first reason why I laughed was because Becky, because James, you know, Carmella's dog, so he was like, rrr, 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 rrr. So she sprayed him. She was like, I knew you'd say that. Grabs a water bottle, sprays him. And now Becky just tried to spray Natty. I love her new thing. Tommy back to where he's going.
So
BuzzFeed, one of the biggest channels on YouTube, all of them combined, they have their teams training to be WWE, or training like WWE superstars, what WWE superstars have to go through in training. So they, you know, the coach is there. I'm gonna guess, that they failed this. And the trainers there were, oh yeah, you did good. So, ads on, so, you know.
And the bids online are absolutely insane.
Sin Cara asked for a rematch against Baron Corbin, so he's getting it.
What are you talking about, Saxton? Who are you to call anyone a crybaby? 1 year ago, you were dressed like an action baby. I don't want to hear about it. Hold on. Look what Corbin's doing. Corbin's going after the mask of Sin Cara. And the luchador culture, that is the identity of a superstar. It is who you are.
Probably going for clothesline. Sin Cara, I don't even know what that move's called. But, ooh, a big boot by Baron. Oh my god. Out of the ring goes Sin Cara. Grabs Sin Cara. Oh my god. Ooh. Well, not necessarily slams him, but like nudges him into the barricade. Trying to rip the mask off Cara. Oh my god. He's going for the mask. Ooh, it throws. Ooh!
Tried. Corbin missed big there. Count of six. And Sin Cara rolls back inside.
Sin Cara back in the ring. Ooh. Ooh. That step up kick. Right up to Baron. That's the step up kick where the luchas go and they do their little kick when they're out on the apron. Sin Cara. No. Hits him with the forearm. Oh my god, the big elbow right to the face. Sin Cara trying to rip off the mask again. He's trying to rip the mask. Not rip the. Wait, what? Wait, he's ripping it off. He's ripping it off. Could this be the end of Sin Cara's career? This is the last time we'll ever see him. He's ripping off the mask. Oh my god, that's such disrespectful, especially to the lucha tradition. Ripping off a luchador's mask is like one of the rudest things you could do to a luchador. Honestly. Come on, Cara, you got this.
This is about returning embarrassment. This is about Baron Corbin embarrassing and humiliating.
You want to fight dirty Sin Cara?
Sin Cara hammering at Baron. Oh my god.
Sin Cara's absolutely come unglued. And Sin Cara trying to collect himself here outside the ring. Gotta be careful here in this match.
Oh, ooh, chop block.
Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin set the
oh,
table for this.
The hammers. Oh, my God.
Here outside the ring. Watch out.
Spears. Sin Cara just speared Baron Corbin over top of the commentator's table, the announcer's table. I thought the table was prepared, but it didn't.
This has gotten completely out of control.
That table's gonna collapse like Randy Orton. They're all table. Oh my god. The match obviously ended by disqualification. Oh, he has. Oh my god! Sin Cara just threw one of the commentators' chairs at him and Baron's going. Actually, true story. I don't know for a fact. I think it was when Mystico played Sin Cara back in like 2011 to 2013. Apparently, somehow Sin Cara got into a fight with Sheamus. Sheamus, they were in some type of hotel thing. I don't know. And it was like a villa where I had more than one room. So, there was the master bedroom. And Sheamus claimed that. Claiming to be better and more important than Mystico or Hunico, whatever, whoever was playing Sin Cara at the time. Because I don't know exactly what year it was. It could have been 2013 or 2014. 2014 is when Hunico started playing Sin Cara. 2013 was when Mystico did. And apparently Sin Cara beat the shit out of Sheamus for just being a plain scum for saying, I'm better than you, so I deserve this room. I don't know, but I just know it was petty. I need to refresh my source because it keeps on doing this dumb shit. I have Verizon internet. Yes, I know. I'll be back with you guys when I get it done. No, before I forget it, while I'm trying to reset this stuff, there was, yesterday I couldn't do it something was happening with my source that I'm using right now. Apparently the entire site shut down. So, like, everybody who ever went to this website just left. Up and at them. Same thing with me. I had to use another source. Still couldn't use it, but, but now it's alright, because it's back up. Boss has got it working. So, let me go fix my internet. Let me reset it. Speak of the devil. Alright. Boss just shut down the site again. I don't know why. This nigga steady doing the dumb shit. I'm honestly trying to get some good quality podcast things for you. But, man, things always happen. Things don't happen for the good a lot of the time. Tune in for Saturday. There's not going to be that much news. But I'll try to make the episode go as long as the episode's limit should be, which is half an hour now. If it exceeds half an hour, I'll try to, you know, do my best. Alright, so. Sorry, I got took so long, I missed the smear thing. Versus AJ Styles and Transfer. But now, Jinder Mahal is beating the crap out of AJ Styles. I know he's not done with AJ. Colossus. That looks deadly. Colossus. Wow.
Survivor Series, because there is a hungry beast from Monday Night Raw waiting in the weeds. Styles left beaten, victimized, and conquered by Jinder Mahal. You know AJ's going to want to look for a measure of revenge. The phenomenal one won't stand for this humiliation. Jinder Mahal, sights set on the beast at Survivor Series.
Well, Kevin Owens. Sami Zayn. Woo!
Unbelievable. Do you believe this?
Actually, yeah. I do. Look, man, Shane McMahon making himself captain of Team SmackDown is absolutely par for the course for him. Are you really that surprised?
I just don't see how in the land of opportunity, the best opportunities go to Shane McMahon.
or the people that Shane likes.
Oh, and he likes Randy Orton, doesn't he?
He loves Randy.
Loves Randy Orton. Randy Orton beat me last week using a low blow. What kind of man does that? And then, on top of that, what does Shane McMahon do to fix the situation? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And now I have been screwed out of representing SmackDown at Survivor Series.
Yeah, well, you know what, buddy? Tonight I'm going to make it right. Because here's what's going to happen. Tonight, I am going to beat Shinsuke Nakamura. And then once I do that, I am going to lead Team SmackDown to victory over Raw at Survivor Series. And then Shane McMahon will owe us. Then we get everything we've ever wanted. This is going to be our show.
That's perfect. This is going to become the Kevin and Sammy show.
This is going to become
the Sammy and Kevin show.
Owens and Zayn want a basket.
I mean, they had Jinder Mahal beat Shinsuke, so I have no doubt that Kevin Owens would beat Shinsuke. Big E up next versus Rusev Day. That was my attempt. Oh my god. I'm so awesome. They're advertising WrestleMania tickets in October. I mean, listen, the last WrestleMania was great, I'll admit. The whole stage, the whole arena, the whole stadium, it was great. Wow, alright. We're halfway through, so I think I can advertise this, but if you guys want to see updates on the entire podcast and the entire channel, you guys can go right over to my Twitter, at HeelTiesF. It'll be in the biography of my whole, of the entire channels. Follow, you know, you guys can read my tweets, when I'm gonna do my podcast and stuff, you know. Basically, I just tweet about wrestling all the time. So, I'm going to be getting a new podcast mic soon. Yes. I'm going to say sometime within the next couple months. So, number of the Shaky Radio walkie-talkie mic. I'm sorry, I'm using a Samsung.
Rowan.
The Blanky Brothers.
Yeah.
Can't wait till they debut. I don't know. Well, return. Because they've already debuted. They've repackaged Rowan and Harper. They were in a robbery, but they repackaged them, you know.
I require you to stay completely silent.
Oh, they don't.
While I sing you a little holiday tune I wrote on this All Hallows Eve. Halloween's for little ghouls. The artiste is singing quiet. And adults who act like fools. Xavier, Kofi, Big E can play, but never on a Rusev Day. It's Rusev Day.
Don't you dare be sour. Collapse. for your world famous three-time champs. And wait, they're four-time champs, right? They're four-time tag team champions, right? They are, I believe. And what city are we in? Oh my god. I'm an embarrassment to the wrestling community. Oh my god.
Can you tell us the significance of your mask?
This mask is part of me. This represents my familia. When I put this mask on, Rene, I'm like a superhero to my children. I didn't have an easy life. But you know what? That is a sign of my survival. And tonight, Baron Corbin did the most disrespectful thing that you can do to a luchador. Try taking it off. I went through hell to get it. And I will go through hell to keep it.
Ooh. Now again, my internet's saying I missed it. There was Rusev versus Big E. Big E had a big ending to Aiden English. He wasn't in the match. Rusev came up behind. Hit him with that Rusev cross kick thing. The step-up kick. And boom. We have a winner. Rusev.
A highly anticipated matchup to a highly nerve-wracking case. What
crazy
happened to the mystery briefcase? Rizzo was on the case with Stranger Things next on SmackDown Live.
I'll take a moment of the time. I'm sorry that just I can't pull up good quality mic. You know, my quality. This is my mic is Steve. Sorry about that. I'm getting a new one. I know I am.
Come in.
Mr. Commissioner, first, I want to say I'm sorry to hear about Daniel Bryan, really, I am. But you, how are you celebrating this holiday of ours?
I love Halloween.
Halloween? I'm not talking about Halloween.
Okay, no, well, no. Are we to...
Rusev Day!
Rusev Day. That's what we're talking about. Shane, how are you? I'm sure you just saw what I did to Big E.
I did.
I put a big L on Big E win-loss column.
Mm-hmm.
How elated are you?
Oh, I'm very psyched for you.
So, you saw what I did last week on Raw?
Mm-hmm. How about you putting in that team? SmackDown.
That's what, I appreciate you throwing your hat in the ring. I see where you're coming from. I get that.
We're not here to simply throw his hat in the ring. State his case. Because
watch this.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure what was about to come out of your mouth would have been lovely, but if you could just give me 1 second. So, Rusev, if you want to be on Team SmackDown, I'll tell you what, you have to earn your way to do that. But I'm going to give you an opportunity. The opportunity is next week. Whoever wins your match next week will join the Survivor Series Team Blue and represent SmackDown. All you have to do is defeat
the phenomenal AJ Styles.
Good luck. Need some work? Good
next
luck.
Week.
Who's next week?
You will win. You will win.
Rusev and AJ Styles for the right to represent SmackDown Live. I love it.
The right to represent the A Show and WWE SmackDown Live. But you know what? We got to give props to Monday Night Raw as well.
But we're going to find. We're going to find out if it will be Rusev week next week.
But, you know what, it's still Halloween, and, you know, speaking to you guys, every day is Halloween.
Well, you know, we know the mystery's been going on for weeks. I know you guys have been nervous. What happened to the briefcase? Rizal's been working hard all week, making calls, talking to sources, and tonight, maybe the night, because it is time for Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. Awesome. So, I'm going to go and in these pictures. With the wound, with the legend, brother, you deserve me to help you.
Warnings are for coffee and newspapers. Hey! 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 Oh, she's a hungry girl today, huh? Yeah.
They are ruining tattoos.
Yeah, son of it. Waffles are gluten-free. Sweet or not, right?
Hey, what are you wearing?
I'm Barb.
Oh, of course you're Barb. She sucked.
Good enough for an Emmy nomination.
You look like you got pulled out of a pool drain.
Look!
What is that? What is it?
Another 11?
No.
It's Cy Dillinger.
I'm a 10.
No. Don't. My logo says I
don't. Gargamel! Gargamel! Oh, no. I'm about to get barbed, aren't I?
We're under siege!
Hey, knock it off. This is my Halloween costume. I told you about this. And you letting them attack me?
The Bludgeon Brothers. But they're getting their asses kicked. The briefcase! Yeah. The tablet on this side, it is some sort of master creepy.
Let the games begin.
The following contest is scheduled for one fall. Introducing first from Marieville, Quebec, Canada, weighing in at 266 pounds, Kevin Owens.
We are about to find out the fourth member of the Team SmackDown Survivor Series squad. Is earlier tonight, Bobby Roode joined Randy Orton and Shane McMahon. Kevin Owens believes that he can achieve everything he has ever been owed by Shane McMahon by winning this match.
Yeah, we're talking about getting your popcorn ready. Get it ready. These two are going to compete at a high, high level to represent SmackDown Live.
Kevin Owens thought he was going to be handed this opportunity. But I'll tell you what, he could be in for a big surprise here. First row for this past Monday morning, January. Monday Night Raw will celebrate a heartwarming milestone. Its 25th anniversary episode emanating from both the Barclays Center in Brooklyn and the Manhattan Center in Manhattan. The site of the very first Raw back in 1993. Raw's the longest-running weekly episodic television show in history, enjoying a tenure longer than shows like The Simpsons, Gunsmoke, Lassie, and Law and Order. The 25th anniversary celebration is so big that superstars from both Raw and SmackDown will be there, as well as legends like Kevin Nash, a.k.a. Diesel, the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels, and rumored the Phenom, The Undertaker. Guys, Raw is indeed in legendary status. And if you're in the New York area, you can be a part of this tremendous celebration as well. Tickets are available Friday for both the event at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn and the same night at the Manhattan Center in Manhattan. Tickets.
Monday, January 22nd is the 25th anniversary of Raw, the longest reigning episodic show in television history. Legends like The Undertaker, The Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels, and Kevin Nash will be appearing in New York City on Monday Night Raw, January 22nd. Nakamura versus Kevin
Owens.
That's classic. This is team smacking at Survivor Series.
Nakamura, knee right to the midsection. And the knee right across the face. Nakamura, cover. Early cover here on Owens.
It's
been an eventful night for the men's Survivor Series. Bobby defeating Dolph Ziggler. Three falls match earlier tonight, and then Shane McMahon announcing himself as the commissioner, and that hurt Kevin Owens.
Boot in the corner.
Big boot from Kevin Owens stops Shinsuke's momentum.
Oh, the drop kick.
And once again, Owens doing the smart thing, rolling to the outside. Taking a moment to compose himself, replan his game.
And Shinsuke Nakamura in control right now. You gotta wonder how Nakamura was. Five-man team, but Kevin Owens not gonna entertain that idea.
Absolutely nothing fancy about that. Owens just bulldozing Shinsuke into the ring apron.
Oh, wait a minute. Kevin Owens has got Irish whip.
And Owens is in trouble. Shinsuke Nakamura in command. Who's going to Survivor Series?
Tuesdays with
SmackDown Live, Shinsuke Nakamura in control here against Kevin Owens, and at stake another opportunity. Survivor Series team, the team SmackDown. Shinsuke Nakamura and caught with a super kick. Kevin Owens rushes into the cover. Kick out.
You know, opportunity is the key word there. Look at this, Kevin Owens laying right hands right on the eyebrow of Nakamura,
pummeling Shinsuke.
Opportunity is really an important
this
word.
This is my show!
And I want to take a minute to give credit and props to Commissioner Shane McMahon.
Of the vile rivalry between Owens and the rivalry between Owens and Shane McMahon. The two men tried to literally destroy one another at Hell in a Cell.
Another cover here and a kick out.
And Shane is still open-minded enough to let Kevin Owens have an opportunity to represent Team SmackDown Live.
Open-minded enough, but if I'm saying McMahon in the back of my mind, I am a little worried about Kevin Owens if he is on my team, because I want the strongest unified front if possible to represent SmackDown Live, but we all know Kevin Owens does not play well with others.
Do you honestly think Kevin Owens wants the Kevin Owens show to come in second place to Monday Night Raw?
The Sami and Kevin show. Remember, Shane McMahon also gave Sami Zayn an opportunity last week.
That's it.
Off the DDT. Here's the cover. And Nakamura still alive.
Kevin and Sami initially thought they were going to
kick out at two.
They were just going to be automatically named to Team SmackDown Live.
Just grinding into the eye there of Shinsuke Nakamura.
Elbow.
Sharp elbow. Right between Shinsuke's eyes, tip of the elbow.
When we talked about how much Hell in a Cell probably changed Shane McMahon, he is steadfast on destroying Team Raw, but imagine how it has changed Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens is arguably more confident than ever before. Kevin knows that he's got his guardian angel, Sami Zayn, standing by his side once again. Kevin feels like he can do
good
absolutely
luck.
Kevin Owens or Shinsuke Nakamura that joins Bobby Roode and Randy Orton plus Shane McMahon. I wonder how any of those combustible elements could work with a Randy Orton, a man who, granted, is one of the greatest survivors ever, but doesn't exactly play well with others.
You heard Shane McMahon at the top of the show. This is about the SmackDown Live roster not wanting to be looked at as the B show anymore. They're tired. They're frustrated. Shane rallied the troops. gave them a common goal, and the enemy of my enemy is my friend, especially in Survivor Series. Now Nakamura trying to free himself of Kevin Owens here on the floor, right on the jaw.
Another fan.
Reports of this opportunity to Nakamura as well. But before Nakamura came to SmackDown Live, he always envisioned himself on this brand. Now he got a chance to represent that Survivor Series. And able to drop Kevin Owens here center of the ring. This could be Shinsuke Nakamura's opportunity to build some momentum. Shot to the chest here of Kevin Owens. Elite kicks at work for Shinsuke Nakamura. Oh, well, wait a minute. Caught up by Owens.
In the game.
And Kevin Owens staggers to the corner and somehow still on his feet. Owens could be running on instinct. Running elbow strike. Nakamura gets KO to the top rope. Nakamura, big bears on the
section
of Kevin Owens.
Kevin.
Now Nakamura into the cover to go to Survivor Series. No. This fighting mentality, this sense of urgency earlier on tonight between Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler. Bobby Roode, of course, would qualify. Now we're seeing it here, a prime opportunity, a career opportunity for both Shinsuke Nakamura and Kevin Owens.
There is a real possibility to see Shinsuke
Nakamura.
We figured there might be a real possibility to see Sami Zayn.
What's happening?
Kevin Owens, the cover. Nakamura able to escape with another kick. And down goes Kevin Owens.
Cover.
Staring right at Zayn at a kickout. Remember how Kevin Owens tried to help Sami Zayn last week in his matchup against Randy Orton to no avail.
Sami Zayn is the guardian angel of Kevin Owens. Per their own words, this is something Nakamura is going to have to deal with and overcome if he wants to represent SmackDown Live. Guys, can you realize there's a very real possibility that Kevin Owens could be in the same ring with Kurt Angle, Shinsuke Nakamura facing off with Braun Strowman? The possibilities are absolutely endless.
And now Kevin Owens trying to get rid of Shinsuke Nakamura. Nakamura trying to unseat Owens here.
Oh no, this is going to be bad.
Oh my God.
Off the top, this is deep left. And Kevin Owens trying to crawl into the cover.
Seven.
Nakamura.
No, kick out. It's a fisherman suplex off the top of the ring.
Sami Zayn is livid on the outside with the official. But Nakamura beat the count. Let's take another look at this. Look at the height. Most importantly, the impact at the end. It's not the fall that gets you. It's the sudden stop at the end. Kevin Owens. Nakamura down, but it couldn't keep the artist for three.
I don't know how Nakamura did it, but that's the kind of fight and resiliency you're going to need if you represent Team SmackDown Live.
Tremendous
history between Owens and Nakamura. They know each other very well. Thinking about the
if they don't want to beat Pop, 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 Hurricane Runner.
Really? And Nakamura into the ropes.
Oh.
Sliding knee right on the jaw.
Collapses into the cover.
Kick out.
Owens is still in it.
If they don't want to be the B show anymore, if they want to be the A show, they need to get NXT writers. On the SmackDown. Oh, wait, he's headed up for the King Taco. He's setting up. Oh, no, he's just fine. He's out. Save him.
And Nakamura.
Guardian Angels are four, Saxton, to look out for you.
And Nakamura and Owens, right where he wanted it.
I bet you look out for this, Kevin.
Owens from behind.
Oh, throws him into the steel steps.
Right into the
ring post.
He's
going for the bullfrog splash. Bullfrog splash. Cover. One, two. No. Kick out. Wow.
Catch my breath. Unbelievable.
Somehow, someway, Nakamura is still in this fight. Take another look. Watch this. The broad splash. 266 pounds.
Wow.
Crushing the chest of Nakamura. And a King of Strong style would not back down.
Land on that table. Do it.
Oh, my God. I'm telling Sabre to set up that table. Randy Orton.
What's going on?
Oh. that back suplex to Sammy on the announce table. Oh, wait, wait, wait. Kinshasa! Cover. And we have a winner, Shinsuke Nakamura. SmackDown was this that bad this week. It was actually pretty good. So I don't know what to rate SmackDown for tonight, but I'm gonna have to say it was honestly really good. So I'm gonna say it was really good. Yeah. So if I had to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to say 6. So, yeah, I'm going to have to say, about 2.5 stars. I think Randy, the part where Kevin did a fisherman suplex off the top rope, saved the match, because I had it at a 1.5 star, he raised it to a 2 star, and Randy Orton coming out raised it to a 2.5 star, because it was very, very expected. But how he came in and what he did was very unexpected. I didn't see it like that. I thought he was going to run to the Sammy and just beat the crap out of him, but he came up from behind, hit him with a back suplex onto the announcer table. And I just got an email saying, hey, it looks like someone tried to log into your Discord account from a new location. From Moscow, Russia. NXT. Tune in for tomorrow, because NXT, I'm going to be reacting to that. I'm going to be getting a new mic soon, so just tune in for that. I would like to thank you guys for watching this. Botchcast recaps. It's very appreciated. A lot of people don't take time to listen to me flap my gums. If you are watching this and you got here, just follow me on Twitter, follow me on Instagram. Inconnu je suppose.